Actually, I don't know if the next reader is going to have enough energy left to be able to read it. It's Sandy Prim, and you know, he just was up here holding this giant piece of stone, but he can come up here and read if he holds that stone over his head, and when he gets tired, he either has to drop it on his head or sit down. Please welcome Sandy Prim from Rolla.
Thank you, Walter, and Bob, and Michael. This is a wonderful reading. And Jim is an awful act to follow. He is a true hillbilly. I was on a float trip with Jim a few years ago, and we were skipping rocks on the Merrimack. He bent down, and the first rock he picked up was an arrowhead, a perfect arrowhead, and he didn't use it to skip with. And he said, "I've got to find another rock." And he bent down, and he picked up a second arrowhead, all on the same gravel bar. So Jim has a shaman, I think, looking after him. I have done a series of short prose poems about the flood, and I want to read one of these. This is a poem that also mentions Howard Schwartz. It's a poem I wrote about my mother, who is here tonight. I felt that the flood was something that affected a lot of people. You didn't necessarily have to live near the river to be affected. I think people all over the state were affected. This is a poem about how it affected her and me too. This is from a series called Sweep for Solo Canoe in Time of Flood. It mentions the ginkgo tree. I'm sure you're all familiar with the ginkgo tree. It has an unusual habit. When its leaves turn, they all fall at one time. This piece is called My Mother's Sewer. It's hard to be 100 miles away when your mother's crying. Her sewer's backed up. She mops the laundry room. Then it rains the next day, and the sewer floods all over again. This has been happening all spring, never anything like it before. Luckily, neighbors and friends know what to do. Everyone in this corner of Creve Coeur knows as well. Most have basements and sewers doing the same thing, my friend Howard explains. Eventually, a solution is found, but at 74, Mother has learned she never wants to think again about sewers. She decides to move to an apartment. This is a monumental step, the first time to live in a high-rise. Friends can still visit, but her plants can't make this move. It's almost too much to bear. Can anyone else know how to feed her root-bound buddies? Cleaning out the liquor cabinet, our first big job. Mother doesn't know how old some of this booze is, so we have to sample to see which bottles to pack up, which to add to salad dressing, which to recycle to glass vault. Cleaning out the liquor takes several days. Organizing things is easy when it's not your stuff. Every once in a while, Mother drifts back to old favorites after we've been through a box of old financial records. More fun to examine the collection of China dogs than old tax records. Or antique photographs. Her and Dad and two other couples celebrating at the bar on the top of the Chase Park Plaza Hotel. They had all announced their engagements within 2 weeks of each other. War was burning down Europe. "Who cares now?" she asks. The photo quivers in her hand above the wastebasket. More heavy rains and flooding came in the fall. "The new sewer works," Mother rejoices. But as we continue to pack, she is crying once more. I'll never see this again, she explains her tears. A ginkgo tree in the backyard sheds its tiny golden fans in a silent downpour of leaves all in one autumn morning.